Welcome to Nothing But the Tooth, the dental hygiene inspired podcast brought to you by the South Dakota Dental Hygienists Association. Hey everyone. For this episode, we had the privilege of having Lori Goodman on. She was the winner of the South Dakota Dental Hygienist of the Year for 2019. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of introduction on who Lori is. Lori Goodman is a captain in the United States Public Health Service working in the Indian Health Services Division of the Department of Health and Human Services. She wanted also to give out her personal email. Her email address, if you guys want to get a hold of her, is lagoodman63@gmail.com. Again, that's lagoodman63@gmail.com. Here's the upcoming episode. I hope you enjoy. Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Nothing But the Tooth podcast. Today, we have a really exciting guest. We have Lori Goodman on the show, and Lori Goodman was the South Dakota Dental Hygienist of the Year. We recognized her at our annual meeting in Rapid City this year, and we actually wanted to get her on the podcast. So those of you that couldn't make it to Rapid can kind of get to know her and network with her. So Lori, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
If you would, just quick, give us a little bit of an introduction about you, where you live, where you work, family, kind of just let our listeners know a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I currently live in Rapid City with my dog, Jake. I'm a foster parent. I've kind of, in my career time, we'll talk a little bit more about that, have kind of moved around a little bit, but have settled here in Rapid City. Been here about nine, almost 10 years now. I'm a lifelong learner, and I have just recently finished my doctoral degree. So between my dog and my education, that keeps me quite busy. But when I do find some free time, we can be found out in the Black Hills camping, hiking, and paddleboarding. So around my work and school, that's kind of been a two full-time jobs.
Wow, that's exciting. What did you get your doctorate degree in?
Doctorate in health education.
Awesome. And just finished?
I did. Just this past month, I defended my dissertation and graduated and flew to Arizona for graduation.
Oh, neat. What was your dissertation on?
It was on maternal oral health. So the research project itself was on the perceptions of Native American women accessing dental care during pregnancy.
Wow. So neat. Looking to publish?
Yeah, I'm waiting on, it goes through a bunch of approvals and things like that. So the research is done, the paper is done. So it's with tribal groups right now to review and to get all my final approvals through university and tribal organizations to be able to publish. So I'm excited and looking forward to doing that.
Great. You'll have to let us know when that gets published, and we will put that up on our membership website just so everybody can kind of see that.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. So how about let's go to the question. So where do you currently work, and kind of what does a typical day look like for you?
I work at the Rapid City Indian Health Services Hospital, the Susand Dental Clinic here in Rapid City. When I saw that question, I kind of thought to myself, boy, I couldn't even put down what a typical day is because they're really not the same, which is the beauty of what I do. So there's such a variety in my day, in my setting, in public health in general. That is what drew me to public health in the first place. So I could be doing many different things from chairside clinical care to providing preventive oral care at Head Start centers, or keeping young children from the operating room by putting on silver diamine fluoride. I could be writing a grant, developing a new proposal. I could be carrying out interviews for a research project, home visits. I could be setting up in different departments, like in the diabetes program, working with the diabetic patients that day, or loading up portable equipment and heading to the reservation, meeting other hygienists who work in schools. I may also be packing my bags and flying out to a natural disaster. So a lot of people are like, what do you mean you go and do that? And so that's part of working for the public health service that I currently am with, that that I do. And I go and set up field medical stations, like during hurricanes and other disasters that may be going on. We also may, I'm in a hospital-based setting, so we may get a call that there's a trauma patient that, as a dental team, we would help assess and provide guidance and oral care for the patient or family members. We even do anesthesia in the urgent care area, doing intraoral anesthesia, things like that. So there's really such a big variety based on what's going on in that community that I'm particularly in that day, which makes it really exciting. In addition to the past 2 weeks, I've been working with hygiene students from the University of South Dakota. So that's also a lot of fun. So that could be my day, is working with them and getting them experiences with patients and different oral conditions they may not see in their school program.
Absolutely. Wow. So much to unpack there. Well, we could take that in like five different directions.
Yes.
That's amazing. Let's first, where's the most recent place that you've done maybe some emergency type triage, or, you know, like you said, hurricanes, natural disasters, where's the most recent?
So there are different settings. There's RAM activities where they set up, like down on the Pine Ridge Reservation, where they bring in different military organizations come in, and we set up as though it were, it's kind of like a training site as well, but it provides dentistry for those in the community who may not be able to access it in any other way. And so those happen pretty routinely, but things like Katrina, 9/11, Hurricane Dean, I was sent to. So there's different settings where I'm not necessarily just being a hygienist. However, there is a dentist and a hygienist team. So if there is a trauma, for instance, nobody else knows what the dentist needs to work with to do that trauma. So I would be called in to do that. But other than that, I would be setting up field manifestations, like running medical records. I mean, we have such a wide skill variety that we can do a lot of things, from infection control to safety in the facility to medical records and patient intake and those kinds of things. So we really fill a lot of different positions.
Absolutely. And then how about you said you mentioned schools too. So are you in like schools around the Rapid City area, or any Indian Health Service?
Unfortunately, I would love to be able to get into the schools in Rapid City. However, because I work for the Indian Health Service, I can only treat children. And so the schools, we haven't quite figured out the right combination to be able to get in there where all the children can be seen, because I'm my scope of practice is Native children only.
And okay.
So, we've tried working like with community health and try to fill in all those gaps. It just does not work into the public schools right now. So most of the schools we go into are on the reservation.
Okay, great. So let's kind of segue then into the dental field in general. What got you interested in the dental field? How did you first begin your career, and kind of what led you to this career path?
Before I was a hygienist, I was a registered dental assistant, and I also did consulting with dental practices, where my main thing that I did in dental practice, and I don't know how I fell into this, is that I was really good at doing insurance. And so a lot of practices would have backlogged insurance claims and things like that. And remind you, this is way before electronic dental record. And so I would go into offices and really clean up their insurance claims, backlog, show them how to bill better, what needs to go with what type of procedure, like periocharting with scaling and planing, things like that. And then I quickly realized I really wanted to be on the patient care side. And so I went to hygiene school after doing that, and really wanted that interaction, that one-on-one with a patient versus working with the dentist and setting up practice side. So that's kind of what sparked my interest into doing hygiene itself.
Awesome. Great. What an asset though. I'm sure, you know, that insurance is just such a mystery world and some people just click with it and others don't. So what a neat asset to have though, to have that background, because I'm sure that was very valuable to a lot of the practices that you worked with. How about where your dental career now? You know, kind of how did you get there? What brought you to the military or the Service Corps? And then where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I was in private practice about 5 or 6 years before I joined the Indian Health Service. So after I graduated from the University of Detroit Mercy back in 1995, and for those of you who think you're in your 30s and you're too young to go back to hygiene school, I went to hygiene school in my 30s. And so you can do it. It's never too late. That's what's wonderful about the field. I went to the University of Detroit Mercy and had a wonderful career path there. Was asked to come back and teach at the University of Detroit Mercy. I did do that for a while I practiced in a dental practice setting. And a friend of mine was the recruiter for the Indian Health Service. And she kept bugging me to look into this. This is a fit for you. And I kept saying, that's not for me. And one day something just kind of, you know, yeah, I guess I better look into that. She keeps bugging me. And so I did and fell right in love with it and have been there. I'm in my 20th year now with Indian Health Service.
Awesome. And gonna stay five years, 10 years out, or is that kind of your goal to just continue in that career path, or
where? I see myself still doing some aspect of patient clinical care. I haven't wanted to let that go, but I see my path moving more into, with my doctoral degree now, more into program development, seeing where we can push dentistry a little bit more with hygienists, like into teledentistry.
Oh, yeah.
With all the oral systemic conditions that, you know, in dentistry, we've been more aware of, but the medical side is now kind of catching on a little bit more to that. And there's many more settings that hygienists can find themselves in with that, and doing some more research. I'm really looking for a really good research project that that I could get involved in as well. So I see it kind of going to that direction and how I can kind of be involved in expanding the career field.
Awesome. That is great. In terms of people that may be interested in a career, you know, we have a lot of new grads that listen. If they were interested in a career with the Indian Health Service or with the Service Corps, anything like that, what would you recommend? Where would they start? Where would be a good starting point? And what should they expect?
First, with technology today, first thing, go online and look up IHS.gov, and you'll be able to find a lot of information there. But see if there's an IHS clinic in your area and go talk to that hygienist and see if you can kind of come spend a day with them and kind of really get a feel for what they do and talk with them and see if that kind of fits for you. It's different than private practice. In a lot of wonderful ways. We were talking about insurance. I was so involved in insurance, and I really don't have to do any of that in IHS. So we don't have that aspect in there. It's really a very different focus. You know, just kind of see if that's the right fit for you. You know, for young people, I would tell folks, you know, dental hygiene is a wonderful career, because not only do you get a chance to work one-on-one with patients, but your career can expand beyond the walls of that operatory. Whatever your skills or passion outside of chairside, for instance, if you have a passion that you're an artist, I mean, use that to develop educational materials. Maybe you're a writer. You can, you know, put that into hygiene and write a column or articles, or use that that passion and that skill that you have. Maybe it's politics that you love. boy, we know in hygiene, be an advocate. You know, if you like to travel, travel around to different countries. I've been able to travel, and that was one of the things I joined IHS for, was to be able to travel. I've been to Panama, Belize, and Guatemala doing dentistry. And so, I mean, it's really limitless for hygienists in our career field. So if people think it's just going into that practice in those walls and that operatory, that's wonderful, but it's way more than that.
It is. I agree. Interesting. We just had a podcast come out from Kira RDH. Are you familiar with her Facebook group and her? So she was talking about too, even the writing aspect. There's so many mentors online now with technology and social media. You know, social media has its pros and cons, but the ability to network.
Absolutely.
Some of those social media websites, even just being able to do a podcast like this and kind of broadcasting that message, there are just so many different career opportunities that now are just right at your fingertips. I mean, you can get online and write an article for an online and submit it online, and you don't even have to leave your house.
Correct.
And just starting to make some of those connections is huge.
I have students and they talk about all their other passions, and I'm like, did you know you could do that in your hygiene career? Really? You know, I think if people look at those passions, whatever they might be, there's probably a way it can connect to their career.
Right. I love that advice. I think there's so many different directions you could take this. Well, we appreciate having you on. Is there anything else you'd like to address, touch on before we close here today?
You hit on a really important thing on the mentoring thing. Stay in touch with other hygienists, see what other folks are doing. You might just hear something that, wow, I want to be involved in that, or something like that. And just stay in touch, and it, whether it's social network or, you know, the old way, stay involved and stay in touch, and you'll really, your career will be more than just a job. It will be something you look forward to every day and something new every day. And that's what's exciting in this field.
Absolutely. For people that want to reach out to you, where could they potentially find you? Email address? Are you on LinkedIn? Any social media handles?
I can be reached, by email. Now people can reach me through IHS.gov. They have a directory there. It's just firstname.lastname@IHS.gov. They can reach out anytime and give me all. If anybody wants to come by and see what we do, just give me a holler.
All right. And just for everybody listening, that's Lori, Lori Goodman, Goodman. So go ahead and reach out to her if you would like to connect or have questions. Even if you have some interest in working in IHS, I'm sure Lori would be an amazing resource. Lori, congratulations on winning South Dakota Dental Hygienist of the Year. We're really proud to have you as part of our organization.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was an honor to have been chosen.
Wonderful. We will talk with you guys soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Nothing But the Tooth, and we will talk with you later.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Nothing But the Tooth by the South Dakota Dental Hygienists Association. We appreciate you listening, and if you like this content, please subscribe to our podcast. You can also find us at sddha.org.